Stakeholders in the health sector have advocated the need for government to collaborate with corporate organizations in ensuring meaningful reduction in infant mortality in the country. Dr. Luther King Faseung of the Wellbeing Foundation Africa said every individual and government at all levels have a role to play in reducing maternal and child mortality to the barest minimum. According to him, pregnant women need to know the prospects and dangers associated with attending antenatal regularly, while the government on its part needs to make medical care available and affordable for the people at all times. Dr. Faseung explained that most maternal and infant cases in the country are due to the fact that the health facilities needed at the time of emergency are not always available or accessible.
Access is an important factor. You cannot do it without. It's the most important issue in healthcare access, particularly for women and children. So financial access is an issue. Geographic access is also an issue.
Also contributing is social inclusion expert Mrs. Emanuela Eniola stressed that people living with disability should be included in the plan so that the campaign against child mortality should be realized. Mrs. Eniola, who pointed out that about 20% of the total population are special persons, explains the need for government to make provision for fiscally challenged persons so as to impact on their lives and reduce the rate of child mortality.
If you say you're building a hospital, do you expect that everybody comes to that hospital, including those who are on the wheelchair and those who are crawling? Don't expect that everybody can climb the staircase. Everybody can hear. So you should put sign language interpreters at least at the reception. They should put those who are able to guide people. Let us have universal access as part of our plan from the beginning.
Correspondent Yesirat Akpakala quotes the program officer in charge of training and research development communications network, DevComs, Mrs. Biodu Owo, as saying that the motive behind the theme of the program, Roadmap for Emergency Obstetrics Care in Lagos and Nigeria at Large, was to examine the challenges in maternal health accountability, the opportunities, and the way forward. The Lagos State Government wants residents to make daily exercises their everyday routine. The Commissioner for Rural Development, Pastor Cornelius Ojelabi, stated this during the inauguration of the Community Health Walk in Otuamori, Lagos. Pastor Ojelabi said the health walk, which had been held in Badagry, was meant to encourage Lagosians to live healthy lives. He said the walk will hold quarterly in the 5 administrative divisions of the state, comprising Badagry, Ekpe, Lagos Island, Ikorodu, and Ikeja. Government at all levels have been advised to create an industrial-friendly environment to engender productivity. The advice was given by participants in this year's Senior Executive Course 36 of the National Institute for Policy and Strategic Studies, NIPS, Kuru Plateau State, at the completion of a one-week study tour of Lagos State. NIPS Director of Research, Professor Olu Obafemi, who led the delegation, said the tour, which was in line with the requirements of the course, explained that Lagos has provided an ample insight into the theme of this year's course, industrial relations, labor, productivity, and national development. Professor Obafemi, who commended Lagos State for the way it has been handling industrial issues, said if other states in the country, as well as the federal government, could replicate the Lagos example, industrial actions will be reduced to the barest minimum.
What I've seen in Lagos, which I think is copyable by every state and by federal government, is work environment that's conducive for productivity. In provision of facilities and welfare for the workers, if a prompt preemptive steps are taken, industrial dispute will not always end industrial action.
One of the participants, who is the director with the Independent Corrupt Practices and Other Related Offences Commission, ICPC, Mrs. Rashida Tsokodua, noted that the experience garnered in Lagos will form a major part of the usual report of participants at the end of the course.
The Lagos experience is the epitome of harmonious industrial relations towards enhancing productivity and then enhancing development.
The head of service, Mrs. Olusheyi Williams, explains that Lagos has also benefited from the knowledge of the NIPS participants, stressing that organized labor must embrace more dialogues to resolve industrial issues.
There is nothing wrong in going on strike if you need to make your points clear, but let strike not be an intimidating thing. Let it be that there had been a lot of dialoguing, there had been due process.
Correspondent Omolara Omosoya quotes Mrs. Olusheyi Williams as saying that the NIPS course will foster national development. The Lagos State Government is to establish two island housing projects aimed at reducing the housing deficit in the state. Commissioner for Waterfront Infrastructure Development, Prince Adesegun Oniru, disclosed this at the ongoing ministerial briefing on activities of the ministry. According to Oniru, the success recorded in the ongoing Eco Atlantic City project informs the state government's decision to sign an agreement with private organizations that will handle the construction of the island housing schemes in the state. The two islands are the Orange Island Project and Gracefield Phoenix Project. A former Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Chukwudefo Opota, died yesterday at the age of 96 after a brief illness. A statement by the son of the departed jurist and musician, Mr. Charles Opota, popularly called Charlie Boy, says the body of his father has been deposited at the morgue of the National Hospital in Abuja. Justice Chukwudefo Opota was appointed to head a panel constituted to investigate rights abuses during the 15 years of military rule between 1976 and 1999, when President Olusegun Obasanjo assumed office as the elected president. Before his death, the justice had been absent from public functions due to ill health. CBN NDIC orders banks to blacklist customers owing above 250 million naira. Details of this and more on Business News with Ebere Obike.
The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has barred all debtors of closed banks with non-performing